You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, we are back. I'm very excited about this episode because this is something that I've dove into more recently and I didn't have any clue what this thing is that we're going to talk about today. And it was very new to me and I'm a little bit of a skeptic. So I always come into things like, okay, what is this? Is this another one of those tests online that helps me work with my coworkers a little bit better? And I was shocked to be opened up to a new version of myself. And I know I talked about this in the episode previously with Callan about, I had this mental break. I sat down, I'm talking to Callan. I'm like, what do I do? I'm lost in my direction. And she's like, I have a friend for you and we need to message her immediately. And you need to take this test. By the way, the test takes less than 10 seconds. It's like name, place of birth, time of birth. And I take the test. We voice note this person who's sitting across from me right now. And I was just like jaw on the floor, like with this information, and it's human design. And Maggie is here, Maggie Hilpish, which I said it right.
You did.
I said the last name right. You guys know I struggle with last names. I don't know why. It's just, I read it like how it looks and I'm like, I'm like a struggle bus, but you're going to talk to us about human design. Mm-hmm. And I'm just jazzed because human design was a question mark for me. And now I'm like, I want to utilize it every day. I want to learn more. I want to know because it gave me a blueprint to like what is going on. Maggie, welcome.
Thank you so much. Yay. I'm so grateful to be here.
Maggie, by the way, brought me a little crystal. Well, it's quartz, but you brought me a little quartz crystal from this cool little jewelweed place in Wayzata, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, oh my God. Can you tell them what the crystal means?
Yeah.
I know we were talking about it. We're not like totally all in on the crystals, but we try to be like at least in touch with like that energy that rocks bring and different things like
yes,
that.
Yes. I won't even pretend to be a crystal girly, but
me either.
Am a fan. I love how they look. I love how they make me feel. But from what I know about quartz, it's really malleable. You can program anything into it. And the one that I gave you specifically is all about love and knowing that there is something greater than you out there that wants you to succeed.
I love
that. Wants you to follow your heart. It wants you to live that really heart-led life. And I feel like that's really where you're at right now.
In a transition for sure.
Yeah.
And when you think about crystals, I'll just say this because this is my sciencey part of my brain that I always have to kind of reason with when I'm doing things that I would have considered in my past life woo-woo, mm-hmm. right? When you touch a crystal, and since we're energy, and when your energy shifts in emotion, like when I get sad, my energy and my energy waves get low. It's a fact. It's the way that your molecules are moving in your body. Mm-hmm. When I'm happy or thinking of an amazing manifestation idea of like, oh, I want that thing. I touch the rock with that energy. The rock holds that energy level. The molecules change, which is a fact. It's science. Yeah. And so now I'm holding this little like manifestation thing in my pocket. Yeah. That's the whole idea of rocks and crystals. And I mean, I have so much more to learn, but that's how my sciencey brain is like, oh, got it.
So good.
Anyway,
so good.
I want you to give just a tiny little bit of not an elevator pitch, but like who you are. Yeah. And then we're going to dive into human design.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So my name is Maggie Hilpish. I am a human design guide and facilitator. I have been studying and sharing human design since like early 2020.
Oh, yeah.
I always say it found me, and it led me on this complete wild journey. My life looks so different than it did 4.5 years ago. And human design is gosh, it's a self-awareness tool. And dare I say a transformation tool. One of many that you can have in your toolbox on your self-discovery and self-awareness journey. And it really tells you so much about who you are, your gifts, your tendencies, how you make decisions, how you learn, how you interact with other people, how other people perceive you. Yeah. So much. There's so much depth to this system. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I can't get enough of it. I want everyone to know about it.
It's so fun to read into too. And we're humans. We like to know about ourselves. That's just like, that's literally how our genetic makeup is. We like to be like, oh, interesting.
Yes.
I want to know more about me. What is the, like the background behind it? Like, what is it looking up or what is it doing? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, where did it come from?
Yeah. So you mentioned the assessment is very quick. It's very objective. And we can dive into that too when we look at other systems, but it uses your birth date, your exact birth time, if we can get it, and your birth location. So like city, state, and it spits out what looks like this. We call it the body graph. It looks like a blueprint of your energy. And it is what I like to say, a melting pot of systems. Human design, this system was founded in the 80s, but it pulls from wisdom traditions like astrology, the Chinese I Ching, the Kabbalah, the chakra system, but also pulls from quantum physics, right? We're looking at neutrino streams at the moment of your birth when we're pulling the chart, and all of that comes together and it spits out this, it looks like a map or a blueprint of who you are. And what I love about that is it takes all of these beautiful traditions and it makes it really digestible and in many ways logical and mechanical so that we can actually go out and do something with it.
It made sense to me. And we'll talk about that. But like, I was like, oh, really? Yeah. That makes a lot more sense. Like, cause sometimes, and we're going to talk about different types of charts in just a second, but it's like, I see things and I'm like, oh, that didn't like resonate with me. Or like, how could that be true? I didn't give it any information, you know, kind of thing. Or I answered so many kind of biased questions, like probed questions that I'm like, well, yeah, of course it's going to say that about me because that's, I answered that, you know? So this one was very interesting, almost peculiar to me. But once I figured out it was also rooted in like quantum physics and ancient like practices, I'm like, well, that's interesting. Why don't I learn more? It's like the perfect balance of like science and spiritual, which I feel like I am. I like mix the two and I think I'm not weighed one way or the other. Yeah. So I've really enjoyed this, but I think it's like a blueprint for all things in life. But what could somebody utilize this for?
Oh my gosh. So many things. I would say the biggest kind of practical things that I have seen people use it for is a decision-making. It asks us to come out of our heads and out of the chaos of the mind, the anxieties, the uncertainties, the, you know, talking yourself in or out of anything. And it asks us to really drop into our body in most cases to help us make really gut, intuitive, soul aligned, body-based decisions. And I think that alone can be really transformative for someone. Energy management and how you structure your day. That is another big piece. Some people love a nice full schedule doing things that really fuel them. Other people, like both of us, we might love a sprint, of a few hour stretch and then some reprieve, alone time or space. And we might like to build our days and our weeks around that. But I would say that the thing I have found the most surprising is human design is a communication tool. And it deepens your level of communication with everyone in your life if you let it. And that is everything from your partner, your spouse, your children, your coworkers, your friends. You know, the founder of Human Design said that this is a form of self-love. And when you really embody that and you love yourself, it extends outward and you have a new love for everybody around you because there's an acceptance that the way that I'm built is different than the way you're built. And can we find some common ground there? And so that I think has been the most surprising transformation I've seen over the last 4.5 years.
Wow. That's so cool. I just love this stuff, you guys. It's like, it's so beyond interesting. And I've already seen ways that I can apply it to all these things that you're talking about, even from just like this tiny little sprint of like what I've learned about it. And I am a sprint and then need a nap and then sprint and then need a nap, like quiet time. Yes. So it's all very strange how aligned it is. I read this, or I think I heard this actually somewhere, that I thought was really interesting. It's the human design doesn't change who we are. It teaches us who we are and like how we can use it as a guiding tool. And we talked right before this about like, okay, well, is it real? Like, what? How do I know that this is legit? What do you have thoughts on that?
Yes. I'll say even the founder of Human Design himself said this is not a belief system. And still, like any systems out there, you are going to have the evangelists or those who are, they take it as truth with a capital T. Mm-hmm. I love to be a healthy skeptic. I always say we hold Human Design lovingly and loosely in that it's okay to question whether or not it's real. And I think if you resonate with any of the information, can that be enough for you to take and start to explore? And can you be okay that you're still unsure whether or not you actually believe in it. And that is really how I've approached it since I found it all those years ago.
Basically true versus useful. Like, does it really matter if it's useful and it's going to help you be guided?
Yes.
Talk to me about how you got into Human Design. Cause now I'm so curious because I don't know this story yet.
Oh gosh. Okay. So again, I think it found me. It was early 2020. Ironically, I had looked my chart up a few years before. I think it was around 2017. I had taught yoga for a decade. And so I think this kind of stuff kind of it just comes in that world and with that territory. And I pulled my chart. I looked at it. I was like, I have no idea what any of this means. I closed it out and I didn't look at it for those 3 years. And then in 20, and so it just wasn't the right time. 2020, I think I saw an Instagram post, honestly. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what I am. And I had just become a mom. I think my oldest was maybe 4 or 5 months at the time. It was right before COVID. And so I pulled my chart. I went down the rabbit hole and I haven't looked back. And I think it was really so powerful for me as a new mom because I didn't understand what I was feeling and why I was feeling the way I was feeling. I felt like a total failure those first few, actually that like first, I still sometimes do.
Oh my God. No,
but especially that first year. Oh my gosh. It just for me, the energy management piece was so difficult and I didn't understand why. And what Human Design gave me were some tools and some language to tie to what I was experiencing. And when I could name it, it released a lot of the power over me. And so it allowed me to adjust what I needed to adjust and be okay that maybe the way I thought I was going to look as a mother or motherhood was going to be for me, I was able to adjust it so that it made sense and it felt really good in my body. Wow. And, I was watching my husband who's incredible and I was like, why can't I keep up? And so they just gave me so much language and then I couldn't get enough. I was hooked.
I'm hooked. I have to do
it. I was hooked. And then I was pulling everybody in my life's charts. I had no idea what I was saying. I distinctly remember going over to a girlfriend's house and I had like a binder of stuff. I had like 3 books I had bought on Amazon. And then she like pulled her chart and I was like, okay, what does the 37 mean? And I said, what does it mean to be a generator? We went through all of that and I haven't looked back.
Yeah, but it's a guide. It's so special. Yeah. And that's so cool that you were guided by it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that also nurtured maybe your relationship with your husband and your kids how you started running your business around it, which is crazy because it helped itself. And you're like, what the, that's backwards and like forwards at the same
100%.
Time, which I just think is so beautiful. It fell into my lap too. And I would say found me maybe as well.
Yeah.
And we talked about this just ever so briefly, but I'll just recap and then we'll talk about my chart later on. But I was having that meltdown and Callan's like, you got to meet Maggie and you have to like, we've got to look at your Human Design chart because I think it's going to give us some clarity on what you're feeling. And it spits out this thing and you're like, okay, well, I have no idea what that means. I'm a projector 4-6. I'm not sure what that all is. And immediately Callan's voice memoing Maggie's sending voice memos back. And it was like tears coming to my eyes because I felt understood. I don't know how else to explain it to you without you doing it yourself. And also side note, if you don't have someone like Maggie and you're like, you gotta go to Maggie to get it understood because although Claude, it's an AI tool, gave me some information, I needed to hear it from an expert. So I highly suggest connecting with Maggie after this. She's got links in her bio, but I felt like, oh my God, that's why I'm feeling so distraught. That's why I don't like long work days. I feel like empty inside. There was just so many things that we're going to talk about later that I was like, oh my God, instead of feeling like, why am I this way? Why can't I fix it? Why can't I be like Jordan or Callan, like who grind all the time, every second of the day? I'm not that way. And instead of me wondering, wow, is this real? How did it know this about me? It actually made sense. It was just an instant click. So it didn't really matter if I felt, oh, true, fake, not, whatever. It was like, this is guiding me and it has suggestions on how to move forward. Thank you, Maggie. Enter Maggie. So I just think that it was just a really cool way to figure out my next steps. And it was really imperative for me because I am going through change right now.
Yeah.
Big change.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a weird feeling to be in such a discomfort and having something on paper that you're like, oh, I can do this, this, and this. Maybe this is why I'm feeling that way. It just is settling more than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned earlier about, you know, human design isn't trying to change you. I like to think about human design as a, you know, it's like the sculptor who's chipping away all that you're not so that you can reveal who you are. And we talked about this just a little bit earlier, but there's almost a numbness that can happen when we have filled ourselves so full with all of the things that aren't for us, that aren't us, that don't feel like us, that bring us empty success and fulfillment. And we wonder what is wrong with us. And it kind of can be so overstimulating and overwhelming to the point that we just go numb. Yep. And human design kind of wakes us back up and it says, okay, we're going to release this. We're going to release this. We're going to be brave and make some changes and choices. And all of a sudden you feel your body kind of come online again.
Yep.
You feel the energy come online again. And there's almost a joy for life that starts to spark again that maybe, you know, was once lost. And that could be for anybody going through a transition.
Completely. Mm-hmm. And it felt like the transition could be guided.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't feel this with other types of tests, but I want to talk about that. Like, how is this different than other tests like the Enneagram, you know, astrology, Myers-Briggs?
Yeah. Yeah. First, mad love for all of those.
I also love them too, but I just wonder.
You know? I think doing all of them gives you this really beautiful, well-rounded profile of yourself. But the easiest way I can describe it is that human design is objective in that we're looking solely at your birth info. And I would say that's very much in line with astrology.
Absolutely.
Where most other personality tests are subjective.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You take the Enneagram, I always oscillate between two. Mm-hmm. Two numbers. Yep. And it just depends on what season I'm in. Same with like strengths finders, right? As your confidence grows, your experience grows, your natural strengths, maybe my ebb and flow. And so I do love the objectivity of human design. Now, there is a caveat that say you don't have access to your birth info, and there are plenty of people in the world who don't have that. Then, you know, there might be some high level understanding of human design that you can pull from, or maybe it's just not the system for you that you're meant to learn in this lifetime.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Totally okay.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about these five identities that are in the human design? Yes. Like, I want to know a little bit about them, and I'm hopeful that listeners can kind of like start to pick at, okay, maybe that's me, and get enough curiosity to go just explore a real quick type into your system and then, you know, spit out this amazing thing.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Can you talk about the five personality types of human design?
Yeah. Let's go down the list. And we call these aura types or type. If you're going to Google us human design after this is probably the first thing that's going to pop up. About 30 to 35% of the population are what I like to call cosmic creators and builders. I mean, you really are here to create and to use your energy in a way that really fuels you. And that could be, you know, hey, I've got this pull. I really want to go back to school and learn this. I have no idea why, but there's something guiding me there. Or, wow, I lose track of space and time when I'm immersed in XYZ, whatever activity work it is. Maybe it, you know, you even feel that way sometimes. You're not this type, but you feel this way sometimes with podcasting. Like, this is when I'm in my zone. Anything that really kind of fuels you and you feel like you have the energy for, that's a generator. Mm-hmm. And for you, you might be here for mastery. You're here for expertise. You're here to really kind of learn and commit your energy towards something. That doesn't mean it won't change course at some time. Mm-hmm. But generators, that you are really here to fuel the rest of us creatively. And so it's so important to start to understand what does fuel me. What do I have the energy for? What's getting me kind of out of bed in the morning? Yeah. And you want to use your energy throughout the day in ways that fuel you and delegate, release, or minimize the rest. Those individuals can also deal with frustration. Mm-hmm. So if you're somebody who is like, oh, frustration's my middle name, you might be a generator. that is definitely something that you feel when your energy is not being used in the way that you want it to be used.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Generator.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. I'm not a generator, by the way, but I'm like, I can hear some things that I'm like, oh, I've felt that before.
Yes. My husband is a generator and leaving space for the activities that he loves is, it benefits the entire family.
Okay. Yeah.
When he prioritizes that, the thing you have to know if you're a generator is that you have what's called an open and warm and enveloping aura. And you can take that or leave that, right? But it means that you're kind of an easy read energetically. Even if you think you're good at hiding it, like most people can probably pick up that there's something going on.
Yep. Not a poker face.
Not a poker face energetically. But when you are fueled, when you are moving your energy in that way that feels so aligned for you, everybody else in your world can feel that. And then they get to benefit from all that goodness.
Oh, wow. I love that. Mm-hmm. So that's the generator. Yes. That's one of these five.
Yes. Yes. And then the next type kind of along that, I always say there's four types in a cool cousin. Okay, this next one is the cool cousin because it's very much like a generator. So a lot of those things might resonate. But this next type, what we call the manifesting generator, is very much innovative. They move kind of quick. They might skip steps. Impatience might be their middle name. Multi-passionate. So I often find that these individuals have either five plates spinning at once in five different industries or places, and they love it. They wouldn't have it any other way. They love to be busy. Or they're really down like a pickleball train right now. And all they want to do is pickleball. But in 3 months, they're going to wake up and they're like, I don't want to do pickleball anymore. I found something else I love.
You're like, bye.
Yeah. Yeah. And there can be a lot of shame there, right? Because it's like, why can't I stick with something? But your energy is meant to go where the excitement is. And so there is a level of commitment to this and there's got to be some flexibility. But the manifesting generator usually always has shortcuts, ways of doing things more in a more innovative way or a way that hasn't been done before. They typically don't like to follow the directions. I always think about IKEA furniture. Uh-huh. The generator might really want to kind of piece that together and read the instructions so they have some guidance. The manifesting generator is like, we're going to figure this out. We'll read the directions later. That's the kind of energy of those two.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm like, we need the instructions in front of us. That's my personal opinion.
But, yes, okay, 100%. Yes.
And I can think of a few people that remind me of this.
Yeah.
And I think old me, but I was really in discomfort, would kind of be like, it sounds kind of similar to me.
Oh, yeah.
But I was not in a good place and I hate quitting things. So I'm like, I don't know. You know, like, it's like, oh, I kind of can grab a few things from that, but I'm like, I'm going to wait.
Yes.
To see where the next ones are.
You and I are the same type. And we often say, we use this term called the not self in human design. And it's anything that you're not. That's not truly you. And those of us with our energy type, when we are in our not self, we really try to act like the manifesting generator. And we think we can do it all. And we try and then we burn out. The one other thing I want to say about that type, the manifesting generator, is that your voice is so critical. And being in spaces and places where you can use your voice. And so I often find that those types who don't feel like they're in a space that's safe or they don't feel confident enough, they can really be drained or chaotic in their energy.
Interesting.
Because they're not able to express in the way that they're really here to express.
And you were pointing to your center body. Yeah, what are you pointing to and referring to?
I'm just thinking like, oh gosh, the generator and the manifesting generator they're such embodied experiences. Yeah. What makes you a generator or a manifesting generator? If any of you are looking at your chart while you're listening to this, it's the second square from the bottom.
Okay.
It's going to be colored in.
Okay.
And that automatically makes you one of those two types. And that's really this guttural energy, this deep rooted energy that you are lucky enough to have access to. And it can often manifest as a gut feeling. It's like that gut feeling, or suddenly the energy turns on, you kind of get a little spark in your body and you're like, ah, oh, there's something here.
Wow. So it's so cool.
Really important for them to follow their body's cues.
And listen, mm-hmm. listen mm-hmm. to yourself. Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of that means you've got to get into your body and that might not feel safe for people. Mm-hmm. So finding the healers and the tools and the therapists or whoever it is that's going to help you get that safety back in your body is so critical.
Wow. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think one of my leaders is a generator. I have to, if I had to guess, but now I'm going to make her do the chart to see if I'm right.
I have to look it up.
But okay. So those are the two, the cool mm-hmm. cousin and one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's three others, right?
Yeah. There are three others.
We're the same one.
We are. So this next type. So we've talked about generators. We talked about manifesting generators. We talk about projectors next, which is what you and I are. So about 18 to 20% of the population are projectors, and projectors are the guides and the seers. So if you are a really good read of people and you're listening to this, if you feel like you can kind of see right through somebody to their soul, you can see past the facade, all the BS, you might be a projector. And projectors are in the classic terms here is like, they're the therapists. They're the healers. They're the coaches. They're the ones who are really here to see others and see them deeply. I went to college for relational communication. I thought I was going to be a marriage counselor. That is so classic projector. Those of us who eat up these personality tests, you might be a projector if that all resonates with you.
100%.
And their value is really in what they see, not what they do. And that's a massive shift from everything we've been taught.
To explain that a little bit deeper.
We're so used to our output. Or external measures of success, what we can accomplish, that is how we view success. Mm-hmm. And projector success is really how well have I seen other people? Who's in need of my guidance? And was I able to give that to them? And did they change course or make significant changes in their life as a result of what I see and what they were ready to hear? And so, it's a total mindset shift, and success is a birthright for the projector. It's the byproduct of living a really aligned life. And so you have to believe that I can start to untangle from this story that doing more makes me more worthy, because that's just going to lead you to numbness and burnout. And I can speak to that from personal experience.
I don't want to get into that yet, but this is very, very, very parallel to where when I needed it this the most and then heard from you and looked at my chart and I'm a projector, I'm in the middle of burnout, I'm trying to do the most. I used to get validation from insert number or like level thing, being number one, likes, top of charts, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting in these same similars and I don't feel good. And I'm like, why am I not feeling good? I don't feel fulfilled at all because I was misaligned. Yeah. And truly looking at the chart, I'm like, oh my God, that's why it doesn't feel good for me. You know, these are the X, Y, and Z reasons. Like this is connected to this, which we'll talk about, but it's like, I'm not feeling good. And it helped me like get guided onto this is the way that I can go. So projector, if you're out there and you're looking at that chart, I see you because I understand and I feel it.
Mm, thank you so much for saying all of that. Yeah, I feel like the projector really, we're here to be recognized, mm-hmm. but we can spend a lifetime seeking recognition from the wrong people in the wrong places. And
oh my gosh,
it leaves us bitter and drained and uninspired. And so, yeah, any projectors out here who if you're resonating, please dive into this or DM me, because we need you and we need your guidance. And I think we can live such misaligned lives for so long, because I would say the projector is quite unique, mm-hmm. In terms of all the different types.
Okay. So we've heard generator. What, how do you say this? The second one?
Manifesting generator.
I know, I say that fast. And then projector.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have left? Who's out there?
We have two left. So next one, if you're a manifester, if that's what you see on your chart, you are the fire starter. So manifestors are here for impact and they're here to initiate other people into action. They're very unique. It's like 7 to 10% of the population are manifestors. And they are truly the ones who, when you believe it, you can manifestors somehow make it happen. You have a girlfriend who last year decided she wanted to become an author and wanted to write a book. And she's already published her first book and is almost done with the sequel.
In under a year?
In a year. Yeah.
Holy Jesus.
That is manifestor stuff right there. And they are incredible to watch. Yes. I was just at this event in Arizona over the weekend, and Jamie Kern Lima, she's the founder of It Cosmetics. Yeah. She was the keynote. And I was like, I need to know this woman's chart. And she's a manifestor. And it's like, she faced so much rejection, so much no, because manifestors they're very forward thinking. You're really the ones who usher us into new spaces and territories. Mm-hmm. But she knew It Cosmetics needed to be out in the world. And she was willing to continue that path forward. And it became a $1 billion company.
Which is just insane. Insane.
So you just have to know, manifestor, that maybe you're really misunderstood, but you're here for great impact. And we are all so lucky to be in presence of manifestors, because just by being in their presence, they inspire everybody else to act. Mm-hmm. But they have an interesting situation. So their aura, we talked about the generator and also the manifesting generator, having this kind of open aura where they're an easy read energetically. The manifestor is quite the opposite. They can be a really hard read energetically, because they're... Your energy as a manifestor is protected. Mm. And it's meant to be, because you have so many amazing, innovative ideas to share. And if you are really taking in the opinions and beliefs of other people, it might sway what you're actually here to create.
Oh, wow.
And so you might feel misunderstood. You might feel rejected. And there are ways we can work through that and make things a little more easeful for you. But you're really not here to ask for permission. You're here to run at the things that you have the energy for.
Boom.
And yeah, I could talk about the manifestor all day long. I'm absolutely inspired by them.
I want to know who I know that's a manifestor. Yeah. Now. I'm like, God, who is it? Cause there's a few people too, even at my work, that I'm like, this person, I don't know how they do what they do. And it just happens. And you're like, what, how did that happen? Yeah. Or friends that I have that I'm like, they're like, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to build a career in XYZ. And they get hired by the best, you know, like sports team, just, you know, because, and I'm like, you know, cause they're amazing and they hustle for it. And I'm just like, how did you do that? How did you go from that to that? Like, what just happened? Explain this in between. Cause I need to learn from you.
Yes. Okay. Oh, you're going to start collecting charts.
I know I am. I'm going to be like, oh yeah, I know what you are. Mm-hmm. Cause it's kind of like CoStar, the 100%, astrology app. We're all like, oh, you know what? We're very similar. I'm a Virgo rising. Like me and my one friend, we're like, yeah, we're just intertwined, you know? And we just all look at it all the time.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Okay. What's our last one? Oh, the reflector. So our last type is the reflector. Very rare. 1% of the population.
Oh, 1%.
1%. Interesting. Yes. And reflectors, I know, I'll just a couple in my life. And the way I have observed them is that they tend to be really easy to be around. So as a reflector, we've talked about these few different auras, right? The reflector aura is called sampling. And so when anytime a reflector goes into a new environment, they're kind of testing and taking on what they feel. So they can be great chameleons. They can be very easy to be around. But for the reflector, you have to know that the environments you're in are the most critical piece to your well-being.
Oh, wow.
If you are feeling drained, you feel sad, you feel sick, you feel like, you're in that season where like nothing seems to be working. The first place I want you to look is your environment.
Okay.
And it may not be in a position where you can get out of those environments right away, but can you start to dip your toes into other places? Can you go to a new coffee shop? Can you start to expand your friend group? Can you get out in nature? A good nature walk is good for every type, but the reflector, to feel that peace that comes with just the spaciousness, because they are so ingrained with other people when they're with them. But we also call them the judges. They're kind of they can really judge the health and well-being of an environment or a group of people.
Yep.
You know, they might be able to go in and be like, something's not right here. Something's not working. You know, I imagine them being kind of like the consultant that comes in and says, hey, there's something sticky here that we need to really uncover, and might help us do that. And if you're in the presence of a reflector, they also are kind of like mirrors. They're going to show you something about yourself that you need to know. And so and the specific reflector I'm thinking of, anytime I'm with them, I always leave feeling like, wow, I haven't thought about that part of myself in a while. And it's time to look at that.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It's such a fun way to learn more about your people. And if you're sitting here and you're thinking about like your friends or maybe your coworkers, cause I'm like, oh my God, I need to bring you to my work too.
Yes.
And a friend group night would be really, really fun. We should do that.
Yes.
And just like learn about your people, to dive a little deeper and have that feeling of they feel understood. I feel understood. We can understand each other and how we like piece together. I think that's just like such a cool feeling.
Yeah.
Who is this human design test for? Because in my mind, I see it being very useful for people who are going through maybe a transitional period in their life and don't really know why they feel weird or where they should turn or how to feel understood again. And just in general, like male or female, looking to understand who they are a little bit better.
Yeah.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
I think human design is for anybody who's ready. If this resonates, if there's a curiosity, if there's that kind of spark or energy as you're listening to this, I think now is your time to look it up. But it is so insanely supportive during a transition. When you are stepping into the unknown, when you're in a spot that's scary, when you feel uncertain, or honestly, if you're feeling really stuck, if you feel completely drained of all of your energy, if you feel like you don't even know who you are, what inspires you anymore, these are all great times to dive into human design, because it's going to give you some language to start to tie to these feelings and experiences that you're having. And at the end of the day, it is a tool that really fosters so much self-love. Mm-hmm. And we need to have that when we're going through big transitions in our life.
Absolutely.
Or when we're like seeking change.
You becoming a mother, how did you, knowing that you're a projector and reading your chart, help you better understand yourself and your children or your first kid even?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Human design, I say, I try not to be like over dramatic when I say this, but it really did change my life. And it has been the most supportive tool when it comes to parenting. So I had my son in late 2019, right before COVID. And then the fall of 2020, we found out we were pregnant with identical twin boys.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize they were identical twins.
Yes. So we had three under the age of two in 2021.
Oh my, Maggie. Oh my word.
I knew a few things had to happen. And I honestly, it informed the way I gave birth and my providers and who I was working with, the way I handled my pregnancy, the systems that we had in place after birth, and honestly, just the kindness and the patience that I had for myself, for my husband, and for the kids throughout that first year. It was a pretty dark first year. And I felt like this was a tool I could continue to come back to name what I was experiencing, and to know that I was going to need help. I could not do it alone. Mm-hmm. And I was going to really have to lower my expectations for everything else in my life if I were going to make it through this and make it through it well. And so that was so supportive. The other thing I love about this is, you know, that saying of when you're looking at siblings and you're like, how could they be raised in the same household, but they're so different?
Yeah.
I think about human design as soon as someone says that, because our twins have identical charts, but they are very different from our older. And I think about that so every single day. I think about the gifts that our oldest brings to the table, the gifts that the twins bring to the table, what they might need, what kind of support I might be offering them, their energetic capacities, the environments that they thrive in. I'm always thinking about that. And it's given me such a tool to explain what I'm seeing in them.
Wow. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. It's your little, like, little humans, and you get to understand them as young, and then you'll see them transition in this chart too.
Yeah.
And like who they are and become, you know, their whole being with like words and expressions and interests and all that. Yeah. I just think that's so amazing.
Yeah.
How has it helped your relationship too? Just like with your husband, I don't know if you said what he is.
He's a generator. He's a 3-5 sacral generator. I know that's a lot of words. You don't have to know what any of that means, but he has a lot more energy than I do. He's a lot more action oriented than I am. I tend to have a lot of anxiety and overthink things and get paralyzed, where he is the complete opposite in that he doesn't have any anxiety. He can move into action. He's got sustainable energy, but gets frustrated, you know, with over time if he can't use his energy in a way that he wants to use it. So we've really looked at the energetic differences and how we can support each other in that way. I would say he's much more hands-on parent. Mm-hmm. He's the more active parent. And I'm the one who, I'm more observational parent. Mm-hmm. And I used to feel shame about that. Like, why can't I keep up? But I think my gift is in the observation and in just being there and holding the space for them to explore and use their energy. And then when they really need to be seen, that's when I come in and where they get that from me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I won't lie that having multiples and having, you know, 3 babies under the age of 2 was so challenging. And I think can be a really difficult road for many people. And human design, again, gave us some tools and some language to describe what we were moving through. And it's been a great form of communication for us. And it's really allowed us to approach everything we do as a team.
Mm-hmm.
I need more alone time.
Mm-hmm.
My husband would prefer to do everything together. And even that, it's like him learning to not take that personally and me asking for what I need and finding that balance. I mean, there's so many examples I could give.
That's so cool.
But it's been really transformative.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And you work with so many different people too, and you see them apply this to your real life and your their life right after hearing about it and feeling like the aha moments. Can you give a few specific examples of like amazing things that you've seen from people using their chart or understanding who they are?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I actually, so I just attended this women's event and I was with some really incredible women while we were there, and we had a ton of breakthroughs. Many of them feeling like they knew there was a pull to do something, but they couldn't name it, or they were afraid to move forward because it meant massive change for themselves and their teams. And the way all of those women have gone home and in literal days transformed their target demographic, their offerings, like transitioning or shutting down businesses, starting new ones, pulling old dreams that were like, you know, closed off in a closet or in a drawer somewhere, like pulling those out and being refueled by them. I mean, it has been incredible to watch. And it was just a redirection of the energy and a bravery to do what they really wanted to do. But I've noticed, I worked with a team over the last couple of years who were having some communication issues, and they came together. We were able to use this as a tool to really get vulnerable and say the things they needed to say. And human design kind of acted as that buffer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they recently dismantled their team, and we worked together so that it was a really peaceful, easeful transition. No hard feelings. Everyone was able to say exactly what they needed, and everyone understood that what they needed at that time was different than what the team was providing. Mm-hmm. So many examples about how this actually plays out in real life.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just need a point in the right direction. That's what I feel like it is for me. And I would love to talk about my chart a little bit and what you saw when I was messaging you and not hold people back from, they're like, what did you see? What was there?
Yeah.
Just, can you explain, because you are the expert, a little bit more of my chart? And a lot of you are, some of you new, and a lot of you been here since the OGs, which I love you. You know, I do, whether you're new or old. But like, what did my chart say to you? And if you need to pull it up, that's okay.
Yeah,
too.
Like, I got it. I got it, girl. When you first voice noted me and I heard what you were moving through, I pulled your chart and I just kind of smiled and sat there for a minute, because I'm like, this is right on time. This is right on time for you. You're a projector, and hearing about what you had on your plate was over. I was feeling overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And you were really trying to do it all. Right? Trying to do it all, be it all, and to do it well. There is an element of perfection that exists in your chart.
Yes.
In a couple of different places.
Mm-hmm.
And so wanting to perfect and show up at level 100 for everything you were doing was no doubt going to lead you to burnout. And so setting some boundaries and letting some things go or reshifting how you showed up, that alone can be so transformative. But you're what's called a 4-6 profile. If you're looking at your chart, profile looks like a fraction of two numbers. It's always a combination of the numbers 1 through 6, and they all carry qualities and characteristics. The 6 in your 4-6 profile, and anybody who's listening who has a 6, goes through 3 distinct life phases. And so around 0 to like age 28 to 30, you're in the first phase of your life. And then if you're into astrology, you're going through your Saturn return. This is when this kicks off the second phase. And so in the first phase, you are usually quite active, energized, engaged. You can hold a lot on your plate. You're doing all the things. You've got the like rich social life. You think you know what you want. And I use the analogy of you're at a busy house party, you know, and it's full, and maybe you're on you're singing karaoke or the center of the dance floor, or you're having a great time. And suddenly you feel like you can't breathe. And you're like, I need to get out of here. I need some fresh air. And you retreat to the roof. And this is the phase you're entering right now, is phase 2, is what we call the rooftop phase. This is your healing era. This is when you are evaluating everything in your life. What stays, what goes, who do I want to be? What systems do I need to put in place in order to become that person? Where do I need to protect my time and my energy? Oftentimes the 6 line, their inner circle gets quite small during this period. Their social life wanes because they're really here to figure out what it is that they want to be, or who they want to be and what they want to do going forward. They're also, I always see people prioritize their health at this time, either by choice or necessity, because something comes up. And this is where you'll stay for the next, 20 years, where you're really continuing to chip away all of who you're not, that you picked up in those 30 years. And even before, if you believe in, like ancestral or generational, stuff or trauma. And then you're going to reemerge around age 50 and you're going to come down off the roof, and you emerge as the role model. And there's a deep inherent wisdom to the 6 line. Maybe people have told you you're an old soul.
Yes. Right. When I was born, my great grandma told me that I was an old soul. My mom, parents have always said it. It's crazy. Yep.
That 6 line stuff right there.
Yeah.
You have a deeper level of wisdom. You can see a perspective that other people can't see. If you think about being on the roof, you can see a rooftop perspective, right? Everybody else is so immersed in the weeds. You're up and above it, and you can really see this broad view. I always like to think about the 6 lines. You've got one side of the truth, the other side of the truth, and then the middle is the truth. I always feel like the 6 lines can see the truth.
You know, what's interesting is that's actually feedback that I get at work of like, we really love, they like to bring me in as like, we call like an ideator, like person that comes in and they like look at everything. I'm like a problem solution person. So I love coming into a problem and then looking at all the options, and everyone's, you know, spewing their opinions. And I'm like, and sometimes I'm not right, but I just have an idea to like place in the center of like, hey, let's think about it in this way real quick, you guys. Like, I don't know if this has been evaluated yet. And it kind of, everyone like kind of cocks their head and is like, I wouldn't have thought of that. And that's kind of why I'm brought into conversations at work. I feel like it's a real strength of mine. Yes. And even me being here able to talk about my strengths is a win for me, because I'm not somebody who likes to admit to what I'm quote unquote good at. I never slow down to give myself credit. I just don't do that. It's not who I am. And I'm learning how to be guided into like, yeah, it's okay if you know that you're good at some stuff. Why is that weird? You know, like this chart is telling me so much more about me of like, it's okay that I used to hustle, and I'm still hustling now, but it looks completely different. You know, my circle is getting smaller because, not because I don't like people. And that's, you know, where we used to get confused about this human design chart. It's like, well, no, I don't have capacity for all these people, and I'm maturing. And I just want things that fill my cup anymore. And I'm giving myself permission to say no to things, which I've never done before, you know? So it's just been really transformative. And all the things you're saying are absolutely accurate. Like, I did feel like I was suffocating all of a sudden. Like, I have too much of my work on my plate, too much of my podcast that's pushing on me. I don't feel like it's aligning with where I'm going in my life. I care about health and transformation and helping people see that and feel that and have access to that. But I want access to it too. Yes. Like, I want to learn it and help people learn it along with me. Not, I know all and I want you to see what I've learned. It's like totally different. And hearing this in the chart, I was like, holy shit, I'm not the expert. I don't want to be the expert. I want to keep learning. That's why I feel so confused, because I felt this expectation on my shoulder to be the know everything person. And I'm not. I'm literally just stepping into learning.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you.
Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
And you know what's really bizarre in all of that? Is hearing that and understanding that, I started getting excited about listening to new podcasts, reading new books, like hearing people for more of what they're saying and like understanding them, giving people permission to have like, maybe they had trauma and like, they really didn't mean that like that. Like it's all of a sudden, instead of feeling attacked or like, I don't have capacity to learn anymore. Oh my God, I can't, I don't have time. It just, I flipped. Weird. I have no other way to say it. It's weird.
There is so much gold in what you just said. I'm like, oh, there it is. There it is. I mean, you just like personified your entire design by saying everything you did. I mean, down to the idea, being the idea gal at work, you have, gosh, how do I explain this without going too far deep? We all have something called channels. Most of us, some of us don't, but channels are, different parts of our energy. They illuminate some of our strengths and gifts, and yours, if you're looking at your chart, I'm referring to something at the very bottom of the chart, the 58, and it reaches up toward the left to the 18, to a triangle up there. So if you have that, this is for you too. You get brought in when there's a problem because you can see a really clear solution. You can see what's missing. You can see what needs to be done in order to move things forward. This person loves a challenge. They love a challenge and you thrive in it. Yes. I always want these people around when something is going haywire or crazy, because there's all, you drop into this clarity when it happens, and it's meant to be used for other people. It's not as well used on yourself. It's like the therapist who needs therapy, right?
Oh, that's the classic. And that's what I say in this pod all the time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. This is meant to be used for other people, but this is also where I mentioned to you, like you love a hard workout, right? You love to get that energy out. But that's where some of your perfection or self-criticism can live. And so not being able to acknowledge yourself for your gifts, it's very common in that. I can see a lot of individuals, men and women, being very self-deprecating when this is this exists, because you just don't see yourself the way other people see you. So many things here too with your inner circle and what you see, the opportunities you see in other people. This is projector 101, right? You see somebody, you really see what the, gifts they bring to the table and how they're going to benefit other people. And now you're inviting them in, and there is no pressure for you to be the expert, because you're here to find the people who are going to take everybody deeper.
That's so,
and you don't have
curious.
To be that person for everybody.
And it says that literally on my chart, like what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
What other, like knowing my chart and knowing that I work at Lifetime, I have this podcast, I like to work out, I love to learn. You know, I explained some of the struggles I was having of like feeling lost and all those things. What other, looking at my chart, opportunities do I have just in like learning from my chart and applying them to life?
Yeah. Two things are coming to mind right now for you. One is you are very intuitive and you're very intuition led. And in order to be able to hear our intuition, we have to be able to get quiet from time to time. And so prioritizing space, alone time, walks in nature, being on the water, being outside, practicing a meditation, whether that's walking meditation or, you know, guided, seated, doing things like yoga, anything that's going to help you energetically clear out and get quiet is going to be massively supportive for you, because what you're going to hear is some quiet whisper pull within you. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be something that the mind can explain in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. And so getting quiet and being brave enough to start trusting that mm-hmm. is going to really be transformative for you. And then along those lines, you have a lot of openness in your chart. Meaning when I look at Sid's chart, there's a lot of white shapes mm-hmm. in there. And so for you, emptying out practices, a good workout, a meditation, a walk in nature, throwing your legs up the wall before bed, minimizing screen time, those types of things are going to go a really long way for you too, because you are so full all the time. You're taking in so much of the world at any given moment, and it can be really overstimulating and overwhelming. And it's where we get really distracted. It's where we don't know what direction to go, or it's when we get so overstimulated that we start to numb.
Yep. And I feel all of those things. Mm-hmm. And I had been struggling with all of those things. Yeah. The first one you said is quiet time, which I've been trying to prioritize. Yeah. Even the other night, Jordan and I just went and sat in the backyard, and he started dinner for us. Was like, I'm going to start making dinner because I know you're overwhelmed. I had a packed 3 days in a row this week of just full meetings, like starting at 8 a.m. going till 5:30, like no breathing room. I did not block my calendar. That was my bad. And I like my job, of course, but that's a lot on my brain. I don't function well. And we were sitting in the backyard and we weren't even talking. We were just like kind of looking out at nature and eating. And then we were done eating. We were just kind of looking out. And I'm like, this is what I mean when I mean intentional time together. This is what fills my cup. Like I figured it out. I'm like that right there. Mm. Quiet. We don't even have to be talking. Just being together and outside. I feel like, oh, deep breath. I can mm-hmm. feel again. Like mm-hmm. I'm back. I'm here. Hello, everybody. You know, like yeah, kind of like
so
that.
So good. Well, and the 4-6 profile is very much rooted in soulmates and partnership. Mm-hmm. And so I always find my 4-6s love to be with their person or their people. And for the projector to be able to be in that space and not have the pressure to do, but you're really being seen for who you are and the energy that you have and that what you give in that moment, there doesn't have to be any sort of action or speaking or filling the space.
Wow.
There's a real peace and recognition that comes with that.
Mm-hmm. God, it's crazy to me. And then I shared Jordan's chart with
you. Yeah.
Can we talk about that just a little bit of like what you were seeing and maybe where our opportunities lie with understanding each other just by having each other's chart?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the key difference was, so you're both projectors, which is so wonderful because you're going to understand the work cycles mm-hmm. of, you know, he may have a bit more energy than you, but you're both going to need cycles of rest and rejuvenation. And you're going to be able to give that to each other because you understand there's a mutual understanding. He has a massive community element to his design, and he does have a lot of influence. People are looking, they're paying attention to what he's doing, and he really wants to take care of his people. Mm-hmm. But with that, you know, you have two different, what we call authorities, decision-making styles, mm-hmm. where he may really need to feel things out, space and time. He might need to sleep on it. He might say one thing or agree to one thing. And then after he's molded over or talked it out, he's like, I actually think this is it instead, where you really need to get quiet and trust that intuition. And it might be on a moment's notice. And I think there's a, you know, a vulnerability that needs to happen with him, to be able to open up and to be able to, kind of remove himself from the opinions of other people because he's meant to shine and there's so much that he has to offer mm-hmm. and it's just not going to be correct for everybody. And that's okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. God. We talked mm-hmm. about it just a hair before. Cause I was like, tell me a little bit about my little Giordano. Yeah. I call him Giordano. Don't know why. His name's Jordan. Everybody already knew that, he's just a funny guy. When you see our charts and our similar mm-hmm. things and differences, like, are there points that kind of pop out other than what you've already mentioned that are like, oh, maybe, you know, you might kind of butt heads here or might not see eye to eye here, but that is something that you can focus on besides like the quiet time and the other things like you said.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things that I'm thinking about with the two of you is that you may dim what you're actually feeling in the name of keeping the peace, because you're going to feel what he's feeling and you're going to feel that amplified even more than he feels that from you. And so there is a tendency to avoid conflict, From your end when that happens?
Yes, there might be.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yep.
Or not knowing exactly what to say or how to say it so that it doesn't feel like it's criticism. You know, but a lot of his energy is very kind of heart and soul led and forward, and it can feel really vulnerable to put himself out there. And your energy that we talked about a bit earlier is logical and it's forward thinking. My husband has this, and sometimes he'll tell me things and it kind of stings, but it's not because he's being critical. It's because he's being very direct in what needs to happen to move things forward.
Yeah.
And so having those conversations of, you know, maybe my tone is going to come off more directly. It's not because I don't love you or I think that you're doing things wrong. This is just how my mind, I'm in problem solving mode. And a great question for the two of you is, do you want my advice or do you want me to listen? Because projectors love to give advice, and unsolicited advice is kind of our kryptonite.
Oopsie.
Yeah. And
I'm
so
like, oh, did you ask for that? Nope. Yes, I just told you what I think.
Yes,
though.
But 100%. And I still do it 4.5 years in all the time. But a question to my husband is, do you want me to give my advice or do you want me to listen? Or apologizing when I do give unsolicited advice and say, I'm so sorry you didn't ask for that. Let me retract that. Like, let me peel that back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's very tangible too. Like, I can do that.
Yeah.
If someone's listening and they want to look at this with their partner, can they, you know, they're pulling it up. They do your chart that you've got in your bio. Yep. Like, what should they do next?
Yeah. Great question. We're lucky enough now that, you know, several years in, there's a lot of resources online. You can head over to my Instagram. I try to share, a lot of informational content there. And I would start with just understanding your type. So those five, personality kind of types that we talked about in the beginning, understanding those differences or similarities is a great place to start. A simple Google search too is going to tell you so much these days. Or you can DM me. I'm happy to give you book resources too.
Yeah.
I do have a free class on how to read your chart. Like, how do you actually navigate it? You know, what does this mean and what does that mean? And, it's short, so you can download that too.
Oh my God. That's perfect. I didn't even know you had that. That's so cool. Yeah. I need to go do that. Even though I'm like, I get to learn directly from you, but I'm like, I need to have that information.
Yeah. I can send that to you.
When I had my chart, you helped me with my chart. I had also jotted down things that were frustrating me and things that weren't working for me. And that really had helped me when I'm like looking at a chart or thinking about when I started looking into this, that helped me realize like what was bothering me and maybe where it was coming from and how it's reason-based. Like all of a sudden it's like, oh, the fact that I'm overwhelmed all the time is because, you know, I take on a lot of people's energies and I need to go in sprints and then take a rest. Mm. Now I understand why I felt that way. Now I understand how to program my day. Now I can apply actively to the way that I schedule my calendar, like looking at it on Sundays, blocking off time for work, blocking off time for nothing. I'm a week in. And it's changing my life. Like, it's crazy. It's just a problem solution solver. Like, really is all it is. And even if you're sitting here still like, I don't know, I've never looked at my chart, I don't know what this is, have open-mindedness and just see if it guides you in a different direction, truly. Because I feel guided now. It's almost like my little mini, it's going to sound funny, but my little like Buddha in my pocket. I'm like, okay, I know where I think he's telling me to go this way. I'm going to go this way.
Yeah.
Because sometimes life gets freaking spinning and I don't know which way to go, but if I understand and I resonate with something, I feel it. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I am kind of somebody who gives way too much into what I'm good at and like trying to be number one. Now I understand myself a little bit more. And all of a sudden the fork in the road becomes obvious which way to go. That's all this is. Yeah. It just guides you forward. It's really freaking cool.
You know, what I love about what you're saying too is I think so many people live their lives with the expectations of others in mind, whether they're conscious of it or not. And they reach the point in their life where they thought they would have more, or maybe they have it all. They have the family or they have the good job or they have the beautiful house. They have the lifestyle that they've always wanted, but it's empty. And I've noticed this more and more that people come to this work when they have found empty success.
Yes.
And they feel like, oh, I should be more grateful. I should be happier. I should be more fulfilled. I should have more energy and I'm drained. And really, I think so many of us are living lives that were never meant for us.
So true.
Yeah. And human design gives us an experiment and a tool to start to come home to ourselves.
Absolutely. This has been so informative and it's a really good starting point for somebody who's maybe not familiar with their design, human design, or maybe they're just looking at their chart while they're watching or listening to this. So I'm just very excited to direct people in the right direction, but anything you want to leave us with, anything that you really want to leave the listeners to just, you know, ponder on.
Yeah. You know, I think that it's sometimes hard for us to prioritize ourselves, to prioritize that relationship with ourselves. But I actually think that coming back to self-love is one of the most selfless things that you can do.
Oh, wow.
Because the more that you accept, embrace, and love yourself for who you are, not all of the external accolades or things that you've collected, the more you're able to love other people well. And I think we all need to love each other really freaking well right now.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. It's a time where we need to love on ourselves. This can be a transition, and I'm excited to hear what you are. Like, let me know, you know, write it on the video, like in YouTube, or write it to let me know in my DMs, or just write it on my next post on Instagram. Or maybe if you could screenshot this episode and tell us what you are and tag us, like tag me at Well Said Podcast. I want to know while you're listening, if you're resonating and what you are. So we want to hear that those things. If they want to take the test, you have a human design test for free. There's no things that you need to do or anything like that in your link in bio, right?
Yep, absolutely.
What's your Instagram handle?
It's Maggie Hilpisch. So it's HILPISCH.
Perfect. Yeah. They write in your bio, and that's exactly where that free course is too, of how to read your chart, right?
Yep. There's a few different options and things for you available there, and more to come. I'm in a transition too.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, I should have asked you about that. Yeah. I'm sorry that I didn't.
No, don't be sorry at all. This was so cup filling and so wonderful.
Oh my God. I can't wait. I'm already like, I want to have you back, and I want you to read Jordan's chart too. And I want to know all the things. Yeah. And you know, you're so well-spoken. I can hear the therapist in you meeting the like understanding of people with the human design chart. So I completely understand yours. I'm like, oh my God, I can see why everybody would want to like be drawn to you and come see you and have questions like answered. Cause you just are well-spoken and you understand and you think before you speak and you're just like smooth. It's like, oh, you're soothing when you talk.
Oh,
like,
thank you so much for saying that.
Seriously, it's true.
I'm take that in. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Well, you guys, Maggie is just a blessing. So if you want to contact her, she's got her Instagram. DMs are open. I'm sure you can do one-on-ones with you. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's on your Instagram page as well, right?
Absolutely.
If you want to find that. Okay. I would highly suggest it. I feel so much more understood. If you want to dive into this human design, you know where to go. Get into it, figure it out, like guide yourself a little bit more. I really, truly think this was a turning point for me. And that's why I only share things that I really feel like are a wow to me. And I got a wow from this. Mm-hmm. So appreciate you. Love you all. Thank you for being here and listening and opening your hearts and minds to something new. We're on a freaking journey. So I'm just jazzed to keep going down this path of learning, and we're going to keep learning. So let's do this thing. Appreciate you all. Bye.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.